Hi, hello and welcome to Checkpoint by Finance Middle East. My name is Beatriz Valero and today I'm joined by Arwen Acho, who's a manager partner at Swift. I'm just really, really happy to have this very exciting guest today with us at the podcast to talk about the UAE is a booming business environment and also Swift's amazing plans to grow in the region. Arwen's the one that's been leading this growth in Dubai specifically. So hi, Arwen, it's great to have you.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here today morning. We're doing great. We're happy to meet the team of the ITP and the Finance Middle East. And thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to chat about these exciting things happening at Swift. I'm eager to dive into our recent activities and share what's new in the UAE vibrant business scene.
Very, very exciting. And before we start talking about the UAE in general and just advice for companies and the sector specifically, can you just take a second and introduce yourself and Swift?
I have been in the field of business since more than 12 years. In my long experience in managing companies and expanding the companies, it dived me to be part of Swift expansion. I'm now the manager partner of Dubai office, looking to expand for the other Emirates in the region. For sure, because of my study of innovation and technology and my MBA, this guided me to look more into this field of finance and to find that, okay, UAE, it's a major business hub happening here. So we want to be part of that. And I'm sure we will take Swift to another level.
That's really exciting. And we're really honored to have you here in the podcast and to be able to hear some of that great experience and great insights that you have on business sector and leadership. Let's talk first about the UAE. And you just break down what you think are the key trends driving business in the country.
Absolutely. It's innovation and technology. They are investing heavily in smart cities and green technologies. They want to be a leader on this field. And we want also to be a leader in this field because we can see now there is a strong push to diversify beyond oil. We can see the finance, we can see the real estate, we can see the tourism sectors. So they are all booming. So UAE transformation into a major business hub is impressive. A big part of its country emphasizes on innovation and technology. And let's not to forget the UAE location as a bridge between East and West, make it as a prime spot for global business.
Now talking about Dubai, Swift has recently opened an office here, which you are leading. What would you say are the things that make Dubai different or special from other regions?
Four words. It's unique. It's dynamic. It's a friendly business hub, and for sure, it's having a very unique international look. So Dubai is quite unique. It blends tradition with modernity in a way that's really special. The market here is incredibly dynamic, with a mix of culture and business environment that's both thriving and diverse. What really sets Dubai apart of all the other countries, its international look and business-friendly policies. So starting business and running business in Dubai is streamlined and supported by a solid regulatory framework. It's like getting the best of both worlds, rich cultural heritage with cutting-edge business practices. That's why I advise everyone to start the business here, and we're so happy to expand to Dubai.
As you said, we speak to a lot of people, and when they come to Dubai, they're always just very surprised at how welcoming it is, as you said, for people and for businesses.
Yeah, exactly.
As you said, it's very exciting. Swift is now in Dubai, is moving here. Can you tell me a bit more about the company? What does Swift bring that it's different from the competition?
About Swift, why we are different than the other, why we are unique, I can tell that we are looking at the quality, not the quantity. We are putting the client in the core on whatever we are doing. So we are not a business provider. We are a trusted partner to all our clients. I can tell the client is the core on whatever we are doing. We are not looking for numbers. We are looking for only to provide quality and to be trusted company or trusted provider to these clients. Because of this client, we will grow. We will have more people to join us. So at Swift, we focus on a personalized approach. We make it to a point to understand each client's unique needs and tailor our service just for them. We build strong, lasting relationship and offer solutions that genuinely add values. So, for example, we recently worked with a retail client struggling with inventory management. Instead of offering a one-size-fits-all solution, we analyzed their specific issues and developed a customized system that significantly reduced their excess inventory and boosted profitability. So it's all about being a trusted partner, as I mentioned before. And we wish, like everyone, to grow their business with us. This is our slogan.
Wonderful. Yes, you said, I love that you were talking before about offering those personalized solutions and just looking at each client specifically. So what would you say makes a good audit?
Actually, Swift has been operated since 7 years with more than 800 clients and more than 20-25 staff. Our main focus is the audit. So it's just like taking very big part of our services that we are providing. Our auditors are very well, trained with very long experience. So this is our strength, our unique selling point, I can say. What is the good audit? How I distinguish the good audit is because of the transparency and the clear communication. So a good audit is like a thorough health checkup for the business. It's not about number. It's not about going to the number and reading numbers. It's about giving a clear picture to the client and to the business leader, and to give them an action plan on what they have to do in the future. So transparency and clear communication are key. Clients need to understand the finding and how they can use them to improve. Ultimately, a good audit helps business to make informed decision and enhance their operation, similar to how a medical exam helps to maintain the overall well-being.
Transparency and communication, I think that's the key message, and it's very useful to know. As you said, your auditors have a lot of experience, they've worked with many different companies. What are some of the most common challenges that you see clients facing, and how can they be avoided?
Clients often struggle with regulatory compliance and managing financial risk. So to avoid these pitfalls, having strong internal control and staying ahead of the regulatory changes is crucial. I advise them to have a regular reviews and a risk assessment in place that can help to catch any potential issues earlier. So it's like keeping a machine well-maintained to avoid any major breakdowns, regular checks to prevent big problems and ensure smooth operations. And specifically, I want to advise the business startup to look at this advice. As a businesswoman, I have a long experience in handling businesses. I can see that some of the business owners, they don't look at the financial sector when they are starting their business. However, I can say this is very important to look at it from the beginning and to partner or to work with any trustful firm that they can give them the advice and to avoid all these pitfalls.
Wonderful. As you said, you have to think about it from the beginning and build those partnerships. So what are some tips that can help companies navigate the regulatory headwinds in the region?
I can say being proactive and being flexible. It's a magic. So my advice would be stay informed and agile. Keeping up with the latest regulatory changes is crucial, as is investing in a solid compliance system. So the technology can help a lot with that, and building strong relationships with regulatory bodies can also be very helpful for all the companies.
So we've been talking about auditing and auditing service, but another service that you provide is also tax advisory services. Obviously for the region, it's a bit new. In November, it would have been a year since the UAE first introduced corporate tax. How has that impacted the business?
The corporate tax is something new. People were struggling a little bit to adjust, but I can say the corporate tax, it brought more clarity and structure to the businesses, to the business environment. It pushed companies to refine their financial strategies and make sure they are compliant with the new rules. While it required some adjustment, it's generally seen as a positive step toward more predictable and stable business landscape. It's like adding a new set of rules to a game. When you get it, it makes everything fairer and more organized. We have been supporting businesses through these changes to ensure they are adapt smoothly and stay compliant.
As you said, it's about bringing more clarity through a regulatory framework. What advice would you give companies that are getting used to this new fiscal regime?
From SWIFT, we can suggest like thoroughly to understanding the new tax regulations. We are giving so many advice sessions to our clients. So it's not about services. At SWIFT, we really sit like with them, explaining why we are doing that. Let them be ahead of any new rules. We are sending everything new to them. We are keeping them updated about these rules. So it's just like about educating also our clients. This is something also good for them to be ahead of everything. I do suggest thoroughly understanding the new tax rules, seeking professional advices, and using technology to manage the tax process. Staying flexible and proactive will help companies adjust to these changes and continue to thrive.
Thank you so much for those insights, which are very helpful. And then just talking about the industry in general, we were saying how it's been growing, it's been booming. Where do you see it going in the next year or so?
I can tell the industry the next year, it's just like booming. As I mentioned, it's booming, and I can see strong push to diversify beyond oil with finance, real estate, and tourism. I think we will see more integration of technology and data analysis in the industry. As a business face new challenges and opportunities, there will be a bigger emphasis on transparency and innovation. Advanced tool and technique will enhance decision-making and operational efficiency. At SWIFT, we are embracing these trends by incorporating data and analytics into our services to offer deeper insights and more effective solutions. So being ahead of the curve will be the key to staying competitive and meeting the evolving needs of our clients.
Thank you. And it's wonderful to see that so many companies, including SWIFT, are embracing that innovation, all those new technologies. And personally for you, obviously you've been leading this expansion in Dubai. What are your plans for SWIFT?
My plan to be at the top of the curve, as I mentioned, to be part of this innovation strategy, to emphasize more on technology. Data analysis is something very important for all the companies to follow it. I can tell being up to date also with the regulatory in Dubai and UAE, being ahead of the curve will be the key of staying competitive and meeting the needs of our evolving clients. I want also to mention that everything starts from the team. So working with the team, working as a teamwork, growing together, we will be helping to growing another business. So that's why I invite everyone to grow their business with us. And thank you for having me today. I wish I will be next year with you and to tell you about growing SWIFT to another GCC region very soon.
That's very exciting, and we're just so thankful to have you and so excited to talk to you in a few months and see where the business has gone.
Thank you.
For more about SWIFT, head to swift-audit.com. And to hear another episode of this podcast, go to financemindies.com and stay tuned for next week's episode.